Yes, we're back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Before we continue with our conversation with Husker great and former NFL player Jason Peter, we want you to connect with us online at eRadio Sports on Twitter. And also, we love hearing from you. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Got some great feedback last weekend from my interview with Dick Vermeil. Well, right now, we're getting you set and ready for Super Bowl 49. We're still a week out from that, but we've been talking a lot about the Deflategate controversy. Now, look at the circumstances surrounding this. And my question to you now, Jason, is let's talk about Tom Brady, the All-American guy. Did he know that those balls were underinflated?
There is no way.
Talk to me.
Tom Brady, who, you know, is one of the most respected quarterbacks of all time, arguably, you know, the best quarterback of all time.
And the best looking.
There is no way that Tom Brady does not know if somebody has taken the air out of those balls, or you know, it's just that is a guy who has had a football in his hand for God knows how many years, and this is a guy who's been obviously highly, highly successful. He could probably tell if, you know, the slightest bit of air was added or taken away with just his feel, being able to pick it up. So there is absolutely no way.
So what should he
Tom
have done?
Brady did not know this.
What should he have done if he was aware of that?
Well, not only aware, I mean, I would imagine that he instructed somebody to do that. You know, it's not like there was some equipment manager who thought, you know what, I bet you Tom would throw the ball a little bit better if I took a little air out of this thing. He'll thank me later. You know, that didn't happen. What did happen is Tom Brady had a conversation with somebody, and those balls just happened to have a little less air in them than when the umpire inspected them. Or you could go even more and say that maybe the umpire was in on it and he looked the other way. That would be a controversy for the NFL that they don't need. But, I would imagine it's just more kind of with Tom Brady and him suggesting to somebody that if those game balls, had a little less air in them, that he would be very appreciative.
Well, Jason, but what about the colder temperatures? Doesn't that affect the pressure of the balls? But I have to say, it was, a balmy 51 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, I'm not, you know.
You're not buying that?
No, maybe if you're playing out at Lambeau, you know, in one of those ice bowls or something like that. But I would imagine for the air to be a factor, a ball would have to be outside for a long, long time. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, like the football you have that your kids use, and it's in the garage, and at the end of the season when you were outside throwing it, it was fine. But when you come back after the winter, there's a little bit less air in that. So I don't know if those balls were outside for that long. I just think this is, it's pretty cut and dry. It's Tom Brady had somebody let the air out of those balls, and that's it. And the fact that he kind of laughed it off, when asked about it on his radio show, it wasn't like he said, no, I didn't. He just said, he doesn't respond to that sort of stuff. He's heard it all, blah, blah, blah.
Hey, Jason Peter, joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. So I want to step back for a moment. Let's talk about last weekend, the huge comeback win for the Seahawks. What was the biggest reason why the Packers, though, why they lost?
Yeah, I just think there were multiple things that happened over the course of that game. People could point to that first quarter where McCarthy elected to kick field goals instead of, trying to pick up the yard for a touchdown. There's the onside kick. There's the lack of aggression in the play calling on both sides, you could say, towards the end of that game. You know, and it's hard in the NFL. I mean, it's hard to win games, you know, each and every week, let alone when you get to a championship game. The other team that you're playing that's on the other side of the ball, they're a good football team, and they know how to rally. They know how to fight back. They've got playmakers on those teams, and you just kind of, you know, there was opportunities for Green Bay, I thought, to kind of shut them out. And they just kept that door cracked just enough. And Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson, and I mean, they just they saw a little bit of light, and they just ended up kicking that door open. And you got to, I mean, what a great game for fans to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that was one of the great games I think that I've seen, and but yeah, you know, it was your heart kind of felt a little bit for the Packers, because you know, for what, 3-4 minutes there, you thought kind of they had this game wrapped up and that they were going to be playing the Super Bowl, but wasn't meant to be, I guess.
Absolutely. If you're a Packer fan, it was a total heartbreaker and such a stunning comeback for Seattle. Just your thoughts on Russell Wilson, overcome with emotion with that win. I mean, 4 interceptions, but what a triumphant you know, victory.
Yeah, I know. Most of the time when you throw or have that sort of game in a championship-type setting, you're usually not going to win. So I can imagine kind of where he was emotionally. And, you know, just the rally from the guys around him. You know, he's a young guy, and
you ever seen a guy you know, cry so publicly before and just show his emotions like that?
With it.
I thought it was awesome.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to see.
He was real.
You know, these guys that are real. I think sometimes nowadays everything's so calculated, but I think you see that in Seattle. Pete Carroll wants his guys to be whoever they are. Do you know, whether it's Richard Sherman,
right, yeah,
or whether it's Russell Wilson or Marshawn Lynch, he wants guys to be comfortable in their own skin, because if you're not worried about what everybody else thinks about you, the only thing that you're focused on is what you have to do on that particular play and what you have to do to execute this play to success. And, you know, what... he's got a winning theory out there, you know, that's for sure. Everywhere he's gone, you know, especially, you know, you talk about SC or Seattle, he's been successful. So you can't argue with, you know, the foundation and the structure and the culture that he has wherever he goes.
Outstanding. Jason Peter has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. Of course, he was joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now that is Progressive. Thank you, Jason, so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That, of course, was Jason Peter with our weekly Under the Helmet segment. A very special thank you to Josh Hamilton and Eddie Guardado, who's been joining us tonight. Mark Falwell, the Dallas Mavericks television play-by-play announcer, and Craig Bowler-Jack with the Jazz. I mean, Lisa Walker-Campbell encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll be breaking down Super Bowl 49, getting you ready for Sunday, February 1st, next weekend.